BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, check this out. We got my man Benji Brown in the building.
What up?
What's going on?
Now, in here to do the improv. You did it last night, too, right?
So
you,
yeah.
Right, so you, I mean, all weekend, we got shows going on. Of course, we'll give you all that information. But now, you are a Miami guy.
Correct.
And you're a Seminole.
Florida State all day, baby.
Okay. First of all, that's my heart because I'm a Noel.
You're okay, Florida
absolutely.
State,
so you, but they gotta be looking for you down at the bottom. Yeah, I mean, it can't be many of us down there.
It's not a lot. We got a nice, you know, little base down in Miami. But the crazy thing is, most of off the field, most of my good friends from, you know, the 2000 Canes team, the Edrin James.
I just saw Edrin put a shout out on your Instagram because you were at your daughter's graduation.
Yeah.
And I saw Edrin,
yeah.
And I'm thinking like, dog, that can't be. I mean, how many Edrins out there?
Yeah, right. Ain't too many Edrins. He the last Edrin left. But we close, we cool, but when it comes to, you know, the football, no.
You like college instead of NFL? Or
I like them equally. Okay. But you know, when it comes to college, you know, it's just Florida State all day.
That's where your heart is.
That's where my heart is. And growing up, you know, I had an uncle who was a track coach in Fort Myers.
Okay.
Years ago. And he trained Deion Sanders. That's, you know, and I would go up for spring breaks, you know, as a little kid. And I'm like, man, who's the fast dude with the cherry curl? Follow the drip. He got the drip. He was the first one with that drip. And I just followed him because I became a fan and admired him because he was so fast and he had the swag.
Yeah.
And when he chose his, you know, nowadays you got the recruits doing their hats and
absolutely.
But no, this was just, hey, going to Florida State.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, all right, I wanted him to do good. Then all of a sudden, I start rooting for the team.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So now you said when you were coming in, you overheard Meredith explaining.
Well, you know.
To us about a toe.
A toe sucking.
I couldn't believe it. You know what? You know, I'm a morning person some mornings, and sometimes well, when I heard that, you know, she's
like, you know, between the toes.
I said, whoa, I'm up. Man, I ain't never, I felt like I was, you know, eavesdropping on somebody.
You never
heard it. You get down like that.
Yeah.
You never put a toe in your mouth before, be honest.
It'd be dark. I don't really know. The lights be on.
You don't know what's in your mouth?
I thought that was your
man. You know what? I'm going to start at least lighting a candle.
You gotta try.
Now, if you know Benji, you know he rolls deep. He has a crew of folks with him
all the time.
And I want to talk. I mean, Kiki, come to the microphone, please, sweetie.
Come here.
Because I want to ask. I want. Because wait now. Wait. I want to ask you if you like your toes sucked.
Do I?
I mean, for real though.
Yes. Why you gonna do it?
I'm not saying I'm gonna do it.
Oh, well, don't ask then.
Wait, Kiki, slow down.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, if a dude is hollering at you, and why are you smacking your lips?
Cause just thinking about it, like, I'm excited, like, okay, so, but you know what I'm saying? I heard, cause girl, you talk about your toes be clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause, but like, I live in a one bedroom, half a bath, so cause I ain't got no tub. And some days I wash my feet out in the sink, and some days like I you know what I'm saying, I be forgetting ways. Like if a dude called, tell me, I'm coming over there, I'm finna slide through the, sometimes, like, I'm me knowing where I put my flip-flops at. And sometimes your feet get dirty because you got to run outside for the ice cream truck because they be driving too fast. And when he come over there, look, hey, if you start coughing and choking up, hey, you salt and pepper on there.
Salt and pepper on my feet.
What that's going to do?
I'm going to add some flavor.
Now, where are you? Now, I know Benji is from Miami. Where are you from?
I'm from, like, Miami. It's a nice little development called the Poking Beans.
Oh, man.
Yes. Nice development.
It's a nice development.
Poking Beans ain't a nice development.
Yes, huh? Because we be on TV. First 48. Several national programs. Week. Food stamps. We living it. We living. And we got bars on our windows to protect us.
Protect, keep evil out.
Keep the evil spirits out.
Y'all be clear. Since like way back when I was a kid and I used to watch this comedian named Flip Wilson, and he had Geraldine.
Yep.
And it was so different to see him take on that character. And when you do Kiki, bro,
so funny.
Like, you know, I'm like, where is this? It's like your brain switch up,
dude. I'm y'all family, so I can tell y'all. I came up with Kiki for, you know, because women lie too. You know, I met this girl. She did not tell me she lived with her man.
Oh, yeah.
So I called. You know, you excited, man? I can't wait to talk to her. You know, she seemed real nice at the club. I called, and her dude answered the phone. I had to think quick.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was. You know, everybody sound bigger than me. Sounded like Debo.
He was yoked up.
I called. Are you like, hello?
Hello? Can I speak to you?
Who this?
This Kiki.
Hey, I was so scared when the girl came to the phone. I kept talking like Kiki. She was like, hello.
Girl, why you didn't tell me you had somebody?
That was quick.
Hey, I had to live. I'm alive.
Oh, man.
Benji Brown is in the building. He's doing his thing at the Improv. Yeah. And it's funny because he's a radio cat. You were in Miami with, like, Rick Party and Cindy.
Super Cindy, Big Lip Bandit.
Yeah, like, I mean, you a radio cat. So it's like it's almost like your timing and everything, you understand. Because we just sitting here watching you slide in and out you've been here all week.
Oh, man, no, y'all make it easy. You know what I'm saying? I travel the country, the world, do a lot of radio and TV interviews. When it comes to radio, you know, I pay attention, I observe it. Some stations, you know, especially like the lead host and the moving parts, they don't know how to set you up, or they, you know, some of them don't do prep, and you could tell. I mean, y'all are seasoned. That's why as soon as I came in, I had to ask, man, how long y'all been together? this is Orlando.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Preach! This is something that I'm gonna go ahead and put it in the atmosphere, man. I'm syndication soon.
Let's just go ahead.
Talk to him. We just want to stay Tamp Town and just stay right here.
No, cause I want to be everywhere you, Orlando.
Wherever I go, Kiki going.
I'm prepping it.
Wait, it ain't mine. We didn't do
you
nothing.
You never know.
I just licked your toes.
And that's how it happened.
It is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bass Party Station. Benji Brown in the building, doing his thing at the Improv all weekend long. Stand up for Miami.
Miami 305. Sound like a Cali 305.
Hey, now is it harder? Because I know you were DVD when you started.
Yep. Yeah.
That was the hustle. Not these little social media dudes. They don't know the hustle.
Man, they should.
Because it's a lot easier now, ain't it?
Yes, easier, man. Back in the days, you had to really film and get out there and get on stage at talent shows, little Goombe festivals, whatever.
Goombe.
Anything. Church events. I know y'all Coyote might show. Not like this. Coyote show. Cinco de Mayo. Whatever you had to do. But now you could just click a button. You click a button. But I always tell them, like, you know, all the time, if I can just lend any, you know, wisdom, get on. It's no supplement, no substitute for live performing in front of people.
You got to get them a gig.
Because if you go on, you can't go on stage with your social media, with your phone or your iPad. And right. Like, hey, can everybody see in the back? I'm going to show y'all this clip that I did.
Yeah, I'm
this
funny.
Was funny. No, you guys, it's like an island, man. It's lonely up there on that stage. You, the stool, and that microphone.
You got to work out material, too. And you've worked with so many different famous people before. Has anybody just left you in complete awe, like sitting back watching them work? Like, is there anybody that stands out in your head? I mean, you've worked with so many famous comedians.
Yeah. I'd say it'll probably be Chris Rock and Martin Lawrence. We came here last year with the Martin Lawrence tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
USF Sundome.
Yep.
You know, the tour started earlier than that. But by the time we got to Tampa and started, I was like, man, I grew up watching Martin Lawrence on Def Jam and in the sitcom. And,
yeah.
And I met him in passing, so I never met him, like, you know, formally. Like, hey, look, man, I'm Benjamin, and I'm a big fan. I didn't, you know, his brother, who is really the brains. I hope they listening, man.
Robert Lawrence, he's the one that, like, put it all together.
Robert Lawrence is and I thought I would get closer to Martin, but I got close to Rob, and we talked nearly every day, and I'm like, man, look, around the house, like, how was Martin growing up? You know, you grew up with him.
Right.
And he's like, man, Martin never was. He really wasn't funny, man. when I met him, you know, his brother Rob says, hey, man, Martin wants to see you. This is the first night of the tour in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I'm like, for real? He said, yeah. And so, you know, I go in and he closes the door, like leaves me by myself. So Martin had his back turned, and, like slow motion turned around, and he did his, what's up? I'm like, and so being, you know, then I got used to him. You know, we started traveling, flying with him and staying at hotels with all the time. And breakfast, lunch, dinner, rehearsals together. So you start to get used to it, right?
Yeah.
And Martin always had better food than everybody in his dressing room. I had to use Kiki to get the food, too. Oh.
Excuse me, I'm hungry. Can I get some eat?
and, you know, he kept watching me every, you know, city we did. And then finally, I guess, you know, I think I killed Dion Cole, good friend of mine.
Absolutely.
Dion Cole missed his flight, got canceled to one of the cities, and they was like, "Ben, you have to take Dion's spot." And I said, "Okay." And so there was like extra time, and Martin just like, "Man, look, bro, you funny." And this is what I'm thinking, man. We're trying to bring the show back, the sitcom, but we don't know how we're gonna do it because, you know, Tommy's no longer with us. But look, I don't want to do the heavy lifting with all my characters. You
right.
Know what I'm saying, Brother Otis and all these shenanigans. He said, "But man." Man, you got Kiki, I got Shanae, man. We can do some stuff.
Oh, so, man.
That's awesome.
So we've been working
Shanae's
on it.
Little sister Kiki.
Yeah, we've been working
cousin
on it.
Cousin Kiki walking in.
We've been working on it since like late last year, like October. And then they had to break because they did the Bad Boys 3.
Yeah,
because
they did the Bad Boys 3 movie.
And then, and that's another whole mind-blowing experience. And then I try my best to be in bad.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So then, look, he can't make an appearance.
I'll die. What I got to do? Shoot me. Right? But it wasn't so. I was like the rehearsal dude. And so I never met Will Smith. And I'm like, it's my first time. I thought I was blown away. I ain't going to lie. Martin Moore. Will, Jesus.
Just because I'm amazed with it, what would Kiki say to Will Smith if she had a chance to just talk to Will Smith?
Kiki ratchet, and she's a savage. She would try to hate on the beautiful Jada Pinkett.
Really?
Oh,
Look, get you a real one, and get you somebody that can cook some pork and beans and ramen noodles with scrumps in it. Like, come on, now.
Jada Pinkett is a beautiful woman and an actress.
She is, but she ain't me. She ain't grew up. I'm talking bad. Like, I got bullet wounds. I got stab wounds. I got scratch marks.
You in these streets.
I'm in these streets. Jada don't know nothing about no salt and vinegar potato chips, hot sashi, pickle egg, ice cream truck. She don't know how to twerk like me. I can twerk. I'm a city girl.
Oh,
wow. Act up, you can get snatched up.
Hey, man, this is just a slab of what you're going to get at the Improv this weekend. So it's a date night. It's the time to get in and get with your boy. Follow him online. I think it's Benji with an I. B-E-N-G-J-I. Brown One.
Yes.
At
yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
All right.
Today's
so be
Friday.
Clear.
You got paid, man. Go to Check Cash Store. Come on down. Oh, and I forgot, you know, she always like to make her little hustle on the side.
Ladies, if you need your makeup done and your hair did, I'm doing it in the Improv parking lot. Waffle House, yellow.
Y'all better get it in. Benji Brown is at the Improv this weekend. Hey, bro, thank you for coming through here,
thank
man.
You. Thank
and
you.
Go Noles.
Yes.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.